This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Al McKeon, Wendy Muller, Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Jonathan Wilson, and Andrew Hopkins.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Brothers, new season starts August 5th on Adult Swim.
Go Team Venture! I said go Team Venture, sir!
I am the guardian of forever.
Are you machine or being?
I am both and neither. I am my own beginning, my own ending.
I see no reason for answers to be couched in riddles.
My answer is simply as your level of understanding makes possible.
Only fire can separate the true believer from the false. Only fire can pave the way for our Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
I need to know if there's anything in your past that can bite us in the ass on the campaign.
I cheated on my first wife.
That's what first wives are for. So, is there anything else?
Oh, yeah, I'm a werewolf.
A what, Del?
I'm a werewolf. Like my daddy was and his daddy before him. Hell, it's not that bad. I mean, I only become a werewolf when I get too angry, and normally I can control it.
Anything else?
I ate a toddler once.
Ah, jeez.
When I was a werewolf.
Ah. You know, no one's perfect.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Stephanie Swain, Autumn Fisher, and sometimes effing Ira Malkin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode, 136 of Radio Labyrinth. Joined tonight... Oh, my name is Tim Andrews.
And hi, Tim Andrews.
Hi, that's Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
How you doing? Hi, Tim Andrews.
Oh, wait, that's Dustin Lawler.
Hey.
Hi, Dustin Lawler.
Hey, you guys.
We are not joined this evening by fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira's daughter's birthday.
Fucking birthday for his kid. Give me a break.
Yeah, little kid. Parent. I don't even remember the damn birthday party.
Right, I mean, come on, Ira. Come on, Ira. Also, Autumn is in England.
Merry old England.
She's in England. That's right. She's in England. She won't be coming. What was that?
That was that guy talking about Frank Miller.
When? Well, that was at that... Jeff and I, when we were in high school, were in a comic book meeting. What was it? A group? A fan
group? Comic book group.
Yeah, we'd go to this city
right
across the border into New York State. Not very far. Stop and get delicious pizza at Anello's?
Yep, Anello's.
Anello's. In Corning, New York. Great fucking pizza. I mean, you don't get pizza like that anywhere. And then we would go to this comic book meeting, and it was the guy named Dan. Was that his name?
I can't remember anybody's names. I just remember, if I had a wife, she'd kill me.
Oh, yeah, there was this older guy. I mean, I'm sure he's younger than we are now, but we made fun of him because he was like this old single guy. I mean, I don't know if he was single or not, but he was an older guy, bald.
You realize he's probably like 35, right?
Yeah.
Back then, yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably like 60,
he's
70
like,
now.
You're like 20 years older than he was then.
Yeah. When they go, my wife's going to kill me. We made fun of that guy. And then there was some guy who worked at a comic book store in Ithaca, New York. Who was
Gary.
Gary was the guy that ran it, the real nice guy, Katang. It was Gary Tong.
Yeah, Gary Tong.
And the comic book group, our motto was Katang.
Katang?
Yes.
Apparently that's some kind of Iron Man reference.
Yes. And but there was one guy in the group that ran the comic book store in Ithaca, New York, and he was like, oh, do, 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 and he kind of looked like John DeLancey.
John DeLancey, yeah.
And we were talking about who to invite to some comic thing or whatever, and I think the head guy, Gary, said, we're going to invite John DeLancey. Or no, Frank Miller.
Frank Miller.
The guy who wrote The Dark Knight.
Right, Sin City. And,
yeah, and all that shit. And this guy out of the blue goes, what does he say? He goes, he won't be here. He's in England. That's a long way to go for a really boring story. But hi, everybody. Welcome. This is our first show back from our live show.
Yay.
And you were there, Dustin.
I was.
As an audience member.
I was.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, I sat back in the back. I just wanted to just kind of take it all in, see how it played out. And it really did well. Everybody, there's a lot more, you know,
there's a lot more
people than I thought there would be.
Yeah, same here. I was worried that we'd maybe get 10, 20 people, but it was a good crowd.
Yeah, it was full.
Was anybody mad that we didn't record the Patreon thing?
I don't think so.
I don't think anyone really noticed.
No, and the reason we didn't is because there were three or four people there.
Yeah, we were just kind of playing it by ear, and then by the time enough people got there to record, we were just like, yeah, let's just start the whole thing.
Yeah, you probably would have interrupted their conversations.
Yeah,
it was kind of meeting everybody and, you know, putting faces to names, and it was, you kind of needed that.
How about that pizza?
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. Thank you again to Mike Hall.
Yes, that was awesome. I go there on a regular.
So oh, you do?
So. Yeah. I live, you know, probably 5 miles from there. So.
Well, you live in
Covington, which is
Covington,
right next to Conyers, yeah.
Up north, we call it Covington. I used to live in Covington, Pennsylvania.
Covington.
Yes. Covington.
No. Although it's named after the town in Kentucky, which is pronounced Covington.
I know. Why do we call it Covington? I guess it's because we're stupid Yankees.
Snobs. Why do we call it elementary school?
Elementary school.
I would call it elementary school.
Do you take economics or economics?
Yeah,
economics.
So anyway, that was a blast. It was great pizza, great food, great fun, great times. And I want to do it again. In fact, I posted this on our Facebook page. If you guys out there run a business, you think, wow, you know, I like Radio Labyrinth. I think that the people who use my widgets would also like Radio Labyrinth. Advertise with us. I'll give you really good rates, really good deals for podcasts. We'll do local in-spot, live in-podcast spots where we banner back and forth. So just hit us up on Facebook or at radiolabyrinth@gmail.com. Just spell it out at gmail.com, and we'll get talking. Also, we have all of our T-shirts are available, except for the Redbox Troll, which I'm going to put up this weekend, are available at, what is that website called again? It used to be T-Blaster.
Frontier something. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah,
Store Frontier.
Store Frontier. But you can find that link on our Facebook page. And I took the Stranger Things logo shirt and that Neighborhood Vinyl did for us. We did a limited run of those and gave them away and whatever, sold them. But they're now available on, what's that site again?
Store Frontier.
I'm just so used to saying T-Blaster.
Yeah, it's run by T-Blaster. It's the T-Blaster dudes.
Yeah.
But it's now, you can, instead of just doing like a limited run of like one shirt at a time, you can put your whole catalog of shirts up there.
We just keep them on file and make them as you need them.
Yeah.
That's great.
And we put the Atlanta Pizza and Euro shirt up with the logo that you did, Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
We put that up there, sold one. I think the T-Blast is about to end. But I would like to get a version of that with just that logo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll make a shirt for that and sell it too, because I like that logo.
Yeah, no problem.
It's better than that shitty one Jeff did. No, I love that too, Jeff. I'm just kidding, of course.
There was a guy wearing the old logo shirt that I made at the live show.
Yeah, the first one.
With the little radio?
Yeah.
I saw it.
So that was a blast, man. It was kind of weird. We should have done a show last week as well.
Who was that dude that was obsessed with you in Autumn?
What dude?
There was some dude with his girlfriend. And
I didn't know that he was obsessed.
He was just a big fan of you guys from like the Von Hessen.
That was Daniel Pitts.
Yeah, okay.
And he and his wife were there. They were really cool, man. And
yeah, he was a really cool guy. I just thought it was kind of funny that he like had a list of questions and stuff for you guys. And
he had homework for me, stuff I need to watch. The regular show.
Yeah,
you guys watch that? I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it a couple times.
I checked that out. And God, I mean, he was really cool. I thought they were both cool. They really know a lot about pop culture, and they really go back as far as the regular guy show is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of cool to talk about. I enjoy talking about that stuff. For a while, I didn't do it, but
I could tell just over the last year, you've really kind of you put it behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of just
I hung out with Larry I
hung
out with Larry a little over a month ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Last thing I heard was that he sent you that email.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last thing you
He and I went out to lunch at Matthews in Tucker, Georgia. And
you went to Matthews Cafeteria?
Yeah, and had a really good conversation. It was really good to see him.
Good.
And he told me that he listens to Radio Labyrinth. He was complimentary of that. And I have listened to his podcast, Modcast, a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've enjoyed it. I mean,
so he's still doing that?
I think he does it infrequently, not as often as he used to.
Right.
But, geez, you know, it is. It's, you know, the past is the past. And I hadn't spoken to him since December of 2014, so it's nice to catch up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good, nice stint of time.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I still have grudges against people that will remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Not Steve.
Yeah,
no, not Steve. But that's the past, and today is today. I also want to thank John Mark Lindell for setting up and engineering the podcast with Ira. John is an amazing guy. He makes a lot of our music. He made our new theme for the podcast, among many other things he's made for us, you know, game intros and all those great old regular guy songs that we used to play all the time.
He did a really good job on the sound, too, at the last show.
Yeah, man, I mean, that sounded great, didn't it?
That's a rectangle room.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
with wood paneling and...
an acoustic ceiling.
Yes, and ovens and fans and...
Right, and from being just in bands and have, you know, for a decade played places like that,
right.
I mean, it's amazing to get that kind of recorded quality
right.
out of it. So, you know, big props.
Speaking of bands, your brother's going to be in...
At the Fox.
At the Fox Theater. Mm-hmm. Do you know the date?
September 28th, I believe.
Yeah. I wonder if tickets are still available.
I'm not sure if they're still available. They sell out quick, and there were
St. Paul and the Broken Bones, by the way.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah, but still looking to get a few for Radio Labyrinth, you know, Patreons for you to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at maybe getting you guys a set for that.
That would be awesome. I'd like to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well... you guys too.
No, cool, man. But if it'd be cool if we could interview your brother.
I want to see if I can get Paul and Bro and both.
That
both
would be awesome.
To come in. Yeah. And because they'll be right in the middle of the album have been out maybe a week mm-hmm. from that point. And I think after that show, a week or so later, they're going across the pond for months. So they'll be.
Wow.
You know, they'll be through.
So they're
Europe
going over Lake Lanier.
Australia.
Oh, no. Oh, the Atlantic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Pacific. Two, I believe.
So they're pretty popular, aren't they? They're playing the Fox Theater.
Yeah, they play most of that size venues in most of the towns they're in. Or festivals, summertime, lots of festivals, a lot of traveling.
Isn't it weird that a band that popular, you've never heard them on the radio ever?
Mm-hmm. Anymore? No. If this had been 20 years ago,
right.
It would be kind of strange.
Yeah.
And that would also give them a little allure mm-hmm. for the time. You know,
right.
20 years ago, you still had the... alternative edge was fading out and starting to.
But do you think of that late 90s? You had the Squirrel Nut Zippers and mm-hmm. that, I don't know what that kind of genre of music was called. It was weird. It was
Tom Gitch. You know,
yeah.
It's like pick an era and.
But these guys, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, are kind of like a Wilson Pickett mm-hmm. with a full band.
Al Green. Yeah,
that kind of thing. Yeah, very soulful.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of a guy that looks like a bank teller. I love it.
Yeah. It's he and he puts on a show, too. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, he was the last shot I saw of him when they were at Bonnaroo was him. They put out a big rug across the crowd and he uh-huh. was walking
really
out on the crowd. Yeah. Cool. I mean, he does stuff like that, crawls under the stage.
What'd they do? Hold the rug in their hands?
Hold it in their hands up.
Oh, holy shit.
And he just walks across. And
wow.
Yeah, very tongue-in-cheek Masonic. Kind of
Masonic
or messianic.
Oh, messianic
kind of tendencies with him. It's kind of funny too because he was raised to be a Lutheran minister.
Okay,
until he was 18, that was kind of going to be the thing, and then he just kind of changed his mind and went with music. And someone heard him sing, and that was it.
Yeah.
I mean his voice is attention grabbing.
Let's play a little bit of them. Pick a song.
The new the Apollo is on their new album. It's on Spotify.
Apollo.
They released a couple, and it actually made the...
Ooh, it has a radio edit. Do you think that gets played on the radio? I'm going to wait for the commercial.
They've been getting a lot.
What kind of stations play them?
Everything, really. A lot of college radio, and then a lot of R&B Ooh. Stations are starting to pick up.
Really?
Yeah, especially this new stuff.
Listen to this. How old is this guy?
He's not 30, mid-20s.
Mid-20s, white guy. Sounds like he's a 50-year-old African-American dude belting these out. God damn.
Yeah, and younger kids are, I mean, it's amazing the age.
I'll tell you why. Because people crave real music.
Yeah, and when it's not out there.
There's no real music. It's all digitally produced. It's all beeps and whistles and what do you call it, auto-tune voices and stuff and mumbling, and it's all self-centered. Something like this comes along, and your ear can detect real art,
mm-hmm.
music. I had to listen to this on the way home. So that is St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Apollo, self-titled. Oh, that's the name of the album, right?
No, Apollo's
the single. Okay, what's the name of the album?
Sick Camilla?
doesn't say. I feel like an idiot that I don't know.
That's their sentence. Let's see.
I don't know. I'm trying to look it up, and it's not there.
But yeah, that was why.
But anyway, yeah, get it.
The Stones, when they got to open for them, they opened for them here in Atlanta, and then they opened for them in New York, mm-hmm. like a couple of weeks later.
Right.
And the guitar player loves
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. Yeah, his name just left me.
You guys are great. I love you so much.
Young Sick Camila.
Young Sick Camila.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are fantastic.
But his kids turned him on to him. And he was like, who is that? What are you listening to? I've never heard it before. And then he found out who it was, and they was like, get in touch with him. That's it. And,
really?
Yeah.
And then Mick just said, okay.
Mick was like, let me hear it. And he heard it, and he was like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, we can have the Mick.
Never did a Mick. Can anybody else do it? Can you do a Mick, Jeff?
No.
I cannot do a Mick.
Cannot do a Mick.
I got moves like Jagger, though.
You do?
Yeah.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I have moves like Jagger. I have moves like Jaeger. I just stumble and puke.
Ugh, Jaeger.
Jaeger. I am not a fan of Jaeger. So I'm kind of tired. It's been a long week. Steph, by the way, will be here when she gets here.
She's stuck in traffic.
Oh, yeah.
I guess there was an accident / flood on 85 on her way down here, so... She was going to turn around and go home, but then she's
going to soldier on, huh?
She kept soldiering on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys on the Wilder
podcast. Jeff, plug that for us.
Yeah, our week is wrapped up, so they started a new week on Monday of that.
Still minutes. Available, though.
Yeah.
Right?
We're on minutes 86 through 90. Well, you're on 86 and 87. I'm on 87, 88, 89.
Right. You're on all of them, yo.
But nobody's counting or anything. Yeah.
Tim just was like, fuck this, after two episodes.
I was not.
No, I know, but it took a lot longer than I told you it was going to take.
Yeah, well, we didn't know. But it was cool that we were able to do over the phone.
What if we had gone up there and spent the entire day up there? Because literally, we started like 11 or something, and I got done at like 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time. But they put that out, every day?
Every day.
Every single day. They do so much work on that podcast, man.
And it's done so far ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bank so much stuff.
Alan Sanders, and he puts an awful lot of effort into the production. So check that. If you're a fan of Gene Wilder or any of those movies that he was in, check them out because it's very entertaining. And, you know, you learn an awful lot about films.
Right, and they're going to wrap up this Young Frankenstein, and then they're going to jump into another Gene Wilder movie shortly thereafter. So
they're not telling you what that is until
they haven't announced it yet.
They have not said. I have some suspicions what it might be, but
what, that last one? Hear no evil, see no evil?
No. I wish it would be Willy Wonka, but I think they're going to save that one for a while.
What was the last Gene Wilder movie he did with Richard Pryor? Wasn't Hear No Evil, See No Evil, which they just talked about on Gilbert Gottfried.
They talked about it on the Gottfried, yeah.
He's like, well, you did get to see. What was that chick's name? Joan Severance, nude. Oh, who was it? God, what the fuck was the name of that? It was Another You. It was that movie.
Oh, yeah, Another You. 1991.
Terrible.
Not a good movie.
No. But a lot of Gene Wilder movies are. Most of them are fantastic films. Oh, my God. So you guys been paying attention to TV? What you been watching, Jeff?
Roast Battle's been on since Sunday was the roast of Bruce Willis. Did you see any of that?
No, I'm not into that. You know what I did the other day? I watched an hour and a half of Dean Martin roasts. I watched a lot of different ones where Don Rickles was the roaster. Mm-hmm. But anyway, go ahead.
There were some good roasters. Nikki Glaser did a good job. And Ed Norton was pretty funny.
I like Nikki Glaser on Match Game.
Yeah, she's kind of taken the female reigns of the roast world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was on the...
But she's not disgusting. I think she's very funny.
No, she's not taking that route.
Right.
She doesn't have to.
Right.
I mean, she's kind of got a little cred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, she was on Your Mom's House podcast, Tom Segura and his wife, Christina Pajinski. And she was talking about that roast and how it was a bit contrived. They were just kind of hunting around, like trying to find... Who's going to do it? Who can we get? And he almost volunteered himself.
Who?
Bruce.
Really?
Yeah. So it was kind of like, yeah, do it.
Oh, wait a minute. They were looking for someone to roast, and mm-hmm. Bruce Willis said, yeah, I'll do it.
It ultimately ended up that way.
Who was the funniest roaster?
Jeff Ross was pretty funny.
He's always funny.
He's always funny.
I mean, you got to make him the funny. You know, I watched Sybil Shepherd's.
Yeah, hers was pretty good.
So whoever wrote those for her was pretty good. She didn't write them.
No.
Martha Stewart's jokes were pretty good, too, whoever wrote those.
So this is a weekly show?
Oh, Roast Battle is... It started immediately after the Bruce Willis roast.
Oh, okay.
And then it's run like three nights this week or two nights this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll pick up the more toward the end of the week, I think. But there's only a few episodes. But it's Jeff Ross and Nikki Glaser and Anthony, what's his name? The insult comic guy. We saw him at the Punchline. Anthony
Jeselnik?
Jeselnik.
Yeah.
They're the judges.
Getting caught up in that 4chan bullshit.
That's his job. Yeah. I mean, that's him. That's the character that he plays.
We're going to talk more about that in a little bit. But
good.
There's a, most specifically, the Rick and Morty guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about what's going on with them after James Gunn got shit canned. I don't think Disney will be bringing him back either.
I don't know. The whole cast came out and said they wanted him back.
Doesn't matter. Disney doesn't want any association with that.
I think it's already, they're not going to. They don't usually step back in it.
Right.
I mean, they would rather be wrong and move on as opposed to fight any kind of bounce back.
Well, and Adult Swim is run by satanic Illuminati, so that's why they're never going to fire Dan. No, I'm kidding. They have that owl on top of their building.
Yeah.
The Illuminati symbol. What else did you watch? You guys watch Preacher?
Yeah, Preacher.
I'm behind a couple on Preacher.
Uh-oh.
Steph's behind, too, so no spoiler alerts, but...
This week's really good. Yeah. All of them have been great this season.
It's been great all along. So if you're not watching it, watch it because I think it needs people to watch it.
It does. I have a feeling that it might not make it to season four.
To four.
But The Allfather is incredibly interesting.
Right.
I don't know. It'll depend. We'll watch how they try to wrap the season.
Right.
And if it comes at any, if they jump way far ahead for a closure instead of, you know, leaving room for a nice, you know, plot. That's left as far as from the storyline, then yeah, it may be on its way out.
What happened to Harris Starr's head?
They cut his head to look like a penis.
Look like a dick?
Yeah. Doesn't the Allfather remind you of Mr. Creosote?
Yeah.
From
because he eats and pukes?
Yeah.
I'll have another boy. I bet I get a bucket.
Bring me a lot with the eggs on top.
I love the eggs.
Don't
on
skimp
top.
On the pattern.
Do you like a mint? It's a wafer.
It's a wafer,
right?
I couldn't possibly eat another bite.
At least I don't work for Jews. I had no idea I employed a racist.
But all that shit with Cassidy and the vampires and
yeah,
shit.
The dainty vampire.
The New Orleans. Like making fun of
Anne Rice.
Vampires, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I dug that.
Yep.
She's got a series coming out too.
Anne Rice.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna the Vampire Chronicles. They're turning it into a whole series.
Is it gonna be like for women or for everybody?
With her, it'll be for women. Church youth groups.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She's like Christian now, right?
Yeah, she did a 180.
Don't get me wrong. I love Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah,
I thought that was a good movie. I thought Tom Cruise was good in it. And who is it? The other one is Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp,
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, not Johnny Depp. Duh.
And I always liked the witch. She had a witch trilogy as well. The Mayfair witches.
Okay.
And it was a New Orleans witch family.
All right.
And it went on through, you know, different generations. And there was a family ghost that followed the youngest girl around as she grew older. And then as she would die, it would transfer to the next in line. Really cool.
That is cool.
Storyline. But yeah, when it went to a few years ago, yeah, she did the, came to God, I guess.
Come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Had a moment.
Had a come to Jesus moment. Damn, gum.
Did you watch all of Orange is the New Black? I haven't watched all of it.
I only watched the first two episodes. I like what they've done with it. They're now in a new prison.
Right.
And they have to learn how to adapt to these other, you know, prisoners. And the only reason I ever see it is because my wife watches it. Otherwise, I'd quit watching it after season three.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
The whole riot after the whole season last year was kind of shitty. But
yeah, it was dumb.
I wanted to see what they would do with it. And everybody's in Max now, so.
I like all the characters, though.
It's like a whole new prison, and there's new characters, and.
I like the original.
How does it stack up against like Oz?
Oh, it's nothing like Oz.
No, nowhere near.
That's where I'd
be like Schillinger, do you?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking ass fish.
No, he didn't call him fish. What did he call Toby on his first day? I think he'd be, hey, Toby, you can come with me.
I think he probably called him by his first name to begin with.
Toby?
And then it went to
Tobias.
Tobias Beecher. Yeah.
But he fucked him in the first 10 minutes of the show, didn't he?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Show's dominance.
That feels good, doesn't it, Beecher? If you've never seen Oz, by the way, it's not just ass fucking. There's also blowjobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one scene where they're in the supply closet and Chris Maloney is getting a blowjob and he hits the guy in the head and kills him.
That was the strangest.
But you see his cock, unfortunately, and it's fucking huge.
Yeah, there's lots of cock in Oz.
It's the weirdest Farmers Insurance commercial I ever saw, though.
We are farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. And fucked it in the ass.
Oz is a good show, though.
It's great. Yeah.
The production value is pretty bizarre because it's partially filmed, partially videotaped. So there's some stylistic shit in there that's really 90s-like.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they wanted to give you one mindset
right.
from the film and then the inside from the video.
Right.
Yeah.
But it definitely was a good show. A lot of people from that show ended up on other shows like The Wire.
Oh, that was a huge stepping stone for everyone in that show.
Adebisi with his hat.
Yeah.
It is my favorite Simpsons scene with Homer's when he's in jail and he's wearing that hat.
Did you ever see that he had a tuft?
Who?
That was how he kept the hat on, is he had a tuft of fro.
Oh, that's right.
That was like the diameter of like a Coke can.
Yeah,
and he would sit there and he would just sit it on it.
No. Guinea, love me. Where were we? Oh, we're talking about Orange is the New Black. Yeah, so there's not a lot of ass fucking in Orange is the New Black.
I wouldn't think.
Not even a lot of nudity anymore.
No, there's more nudity this season, though, in the five that I watched.
Yeah.
I think
it was like women in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting it on.
Like Porky's.
No, not like I wish. Oh.
Miss Ballbreaker.
Miss Ballbreaker, that's right. Have you watched any of Castle Rock?
I downloaded the first one, but I haven't watched any of it yet.
I've watched the first three episodes. That show is good.
I watched the fourth one before I came.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
It's spoiler
good.
Alert.
No, I won't get into that, but it's good.
It's an interesting show. I was worried that it would suck. I was worried that it was going to be this terrible show, but it is completely.
With that cast and stuff, though?
Well, cast is good, but even still.
I mean, I can't. It's really hard to separate him from Pennywise just because his demeanor in the show is just kind of the same as far as just staring, just sitting there staring. But I like all the little nuanced flavorings of old Stephen King stuff worked into the entire story, which is kind of cool.
I want to see the Easter eggs. Can you reveal any from the first couple episodes that you remember?
Let's see. They talked about...
By the way, it's on Hulu.
It is on Hulu. The first four now are on Hulu. He was talking about the football game, about when he got a concussion and he got knocked down. He said, I remember that football game because it was 2 weeks after after they found that boy's body next to the train tracks.
Right.
So that was from Stand By Me.
Right.
And he talked about she was looking through paper clippings and there was the story of the dog that attacked the mother and
son. I saw that. Cujo. Yeah.
Cujo.
Rabid dog terrorizes town.
Yeah. And little things like that. But nothing. I like it because nothing... that are those Easter eggs are detrimental to anything. They're all insequential.
Right.
But it's really cool that if you know those stories, you know, little more than you think, that, you know, the common person listening to it and watching it.
Did King write this story?
He approved it.
He approved it because I know he didn't write the screenplay. The dialogue,
no, because the dialogue would be completely different.
Yeah.
And the flow of story would be completely different as well. I like how they've broken it up, though, into each episode seems to just be introducing a character and getting deeper into them.
Right.
And that happens in the newest episode as well. But things finally start to come to a boil in this new one.
I like the redheaded actor who plays the, and I can't think of his name. So
yeah, he plays the guard.
So sue me. But yeah, he's really good. He was in something else that I watched, and I can't remember what it was. I think it might have been The Riches.
I like his character, but as far as the, he seems to be pigeonholed into that character.
Yeah,
he could be mean but he's ignorant.
Yeah,
so you kind of let it go. Yeah.
Oh, he was on Shameless, that dude.
Shameless, that's right. Yeah. What's his name?
Noel Fisher.
That's right. He's a good actor.
Yeah, everyone in there, great cast. Sissy Spacek.
Oh yeah,
she's a great job.
She is great in that.
Yeah, and she's kind of that lost, that mother on the edge of dementia, just kind of in sundowning. That's she's doing that. Where
and
she's
Scott
good in the
Glenn as the old cop, and you know her live-in
Yeah. Did it take you a second to figure out like the how that storyline progressed?
Yes.
Who's the father? Who's the... Mm-hmm. Okay. It did. Yes. Me too.
It took me a minute.
But yeah, I think if I'm not mistaken, he was adopted.
He was adopted by Sissy Spacek and her husband. Her husband's dead.
Right. Tommy
Lee Jones.
He was the minister.
You old boo.
No, what?
You old bear.
And I guess with Stephen King being involved, I fell back on the notion that his dad was the minister.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the minister, you know, I couldn't associate the two characters. I thought that was missing one.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, who's his dad? Well, where did he really come from?
Right.
Like, who was his original parent?
Well, then he's saying that wasn't my father. It wasn't my father.
Yeah.
He died at the house. So we're not going to spoil it anymore for you, but if you're a Stephen King fan and you like new material based on Stephen King stuff, check out Castle Rock on Hulu. By the way,
friggin' Hulu.
Orange is the New Black is on Netflix still.
Yeah.
I didn't watch this week's Sharp Objects, but I am totally digging that show.
There's only one left.
There's only one left?
Steph's here. She'll be here in 5 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, there's only one left, so I'm curious to see who did it.
Who done it?
Hope they tell you.
Amy Adams is cool.
I'll be pissed if they don't tell you.
I'll tell you who it is. It's the mother.
You think?
Yeah, that crazy-ass mother. Great cast in that show as well.
I hope it's not the mother.
Why? Her mother's a nut.
I know, but she's like the rich lady that owns the whole town.
She did
Why would she kill those kids?
Because her daughter died.
Yeah, could be. Spoiler alert, sorry. We're speculating.
Jillian Flynn is the author's name, right?
Yeah, that's
the
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl, and then she did that other movie that I saw with Charlize Theron from that book. She's a good writer.
Right.
I don't think she likes women very much.
I was going to say, that seems to be the running
theme
with her in her writing.
Like any kind of woman in authority or a matriarchal.
Or taking it back.
Yeah.
Actually standing up for yourself.
I finally saw Director's Cut, that movie that Chris Gore told us about 2 years ago.
Oh, the one with
Penn Jillette. Yeah, it finally came out a couple weeks ago, and I bought it on Amazon.
Yeah.
I think it was $9.99 or something.
Was it good?
Was it worth $9.99?
It was not great.
No.
I mean, you could see why it took so damn long to come out. Yeah.
The way he was describing it.
Yeah, and the concept of it is great.
Yeah.
And Penn is like this he's this crowdfunding dude who like basically gave these guys all this money to shoot this movie.
Right.
And then didn't like the way they did it. But the only reason that he was doing it was because he's like a stalker for Missy Pyle. And she was starring in the movie, so that was his whole thing.
Right.
And then he takes control of the movie and makes his own director's cut where he like edits himself into the movie instead of the main characters and stuff. And the concept is good. And there's a few moments in it that were pretty funny. Overall, not great. I'd say if you can watch it for free somewhere, do that, but maybe not. Don't buy it.
Missy Pyle, she was just in something that was
She's been in a bunch of stuff.
That was, I watched a series on YouTube, Red, called Impulse.
Right.
And it was...
I still got to watch the rest of...
Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like the... It's from the same universe as that Jumper movie that Samuel Jackson and...
Yeah, I like that movie.
Hayden Christensen. Is that Hayden Christensen? Yeah. Same concept. Girl realizes one day she has the power to teleport, and she does it inadvertently. She does it; her body does it as a reaction to stress, and so it starts. It's I don't know an eight or nine episode series, kind of ramps up to where a second season would really kind of start off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knows what they're doing, and really good show. But Pyle's she's in that.
Yeah.
She plays the mom, and it's a dramatic role for her, which was
She does like
really
comedies.
Good. Yeah, she does usually dark comedies.
Yeah.
Speaking of Samuel L. Jackson, did you guys see the trailer for Glass?
Yeah, yes. I've seen it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that, actually. I liked Unbreakable.
Yeah, Unbreakable's the best M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Now, who is the guy in the middle?
From Split?
The dude from Split. You got to see Split.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was also in James McAvoy.
Yeah.
He was he's the new Professor Xavier.
Professor X, yeah.
There was a shit ton of previews. We went and saw Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I saw
over the weekend.
Yeah, it was good.
I haven't seen it yet, but I want to see it.
It's good.
It was really good.
Tom Cruise doesn't look like Tom Cruise anymore, but
No.
I mean, he's just a slightly older variation with dyed hair.
Oh, that was another. I mentioned on the Radio Shack fact.
Yeah.
What?
He's as old as.
Yeah. Tom Cruise right now is 5 years older than Walter Brimley when he shot Cocoon.
When Wilford Brimley was in Cocoon.
When he shot Cocoon. We won't get any older. We won't ever die.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Tom Cruise is 5 years older than that.
Now.
God
damn.
Yeah.
Steve Guttenberg's in Cocoon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both.
He had a huge one.
That's what Scientology will do for you.
Well, he had a big cocoon.
Yeah, he had a big cocoon. And the woman in that was the lady who played Nova in Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Nova. I thought it was The Firm. I love it when Tom Cruise beats the shit out of him in The Firm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is, I don't know, he really lucked out on Mission Impossible.
Yeah, this new one. 20-some years he's been doing this. 22 years.
Well, he was on his third strike. This was strike three.
What do you mean third?
They do it in Hollywood as a rule of kind of these big action heroes.
Right.
If they have three duds in a row, they're not going to, you won't see them.
So the last two.
His last two films.
What were his last two films? You mean the last two Mission Impossible movies?
No, the last two films in general that he had made. That's kind of how he had.
Jack Reacher was good.
Yeah.
The first one.
Yeah.
The second one's not bad either.
He had American Made right before this, the drug trafficking
movie. See, that got good reviews, but it didn't do well in the theaters.
The Mummy was before that.
Oh, fuck that.
I never saw that one.
The Jack Reacher was before that.
Okay.
So he was, Reacher kind of was, kind of, but
he's
The Mummy and American Made.
Reacher.
Huh?
He's miscast in Jack Reacher.
Yeah. Oh, you read the books.
Well,
the movies are written really well, and you could tell whoever wrote them knew the books and was faithful to the books.
Right.
And the character comes off good because it's written so well in the books. That's what made him good in the movies. But he does not look like Reacher's supposed to look.
He's breaking the fourth wall.
Right.
Yeah.
But I will say the Mission Impossible movie, the most recent one, is great.
Mm-hmm.
There's some clunky dialogue moments, but it's really just, we're just doing this so you're not, you can go to the bathroom before the next action sequence. Because the fight sequence and the action, amazing.
Yeah, they left in his ankle breaking jump.
Yeah.
It was really just a split second jump,
yep.
Shot, and the helicopter chase.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, I thought that was a little much, though. He was like, he can fly a helicopter? I can fly a helicopter? Yeah, sure, I can fly a helicopter. And he did all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about central casting, though. God, what is her name, the actress?
Which one? The one playing his wife or the agent?
The agent. The head of the CIA.
Oh.
Angela
Bassett.
Yeah, Angela Bassett. That's the same role that she played in Contact.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That same administrative,
could have been the same character.
Bitchy administrative kick-ass leader.
Except she didn't have James Woods on the other side of her giving a shit.
Well, he's never going to get another job.
No.
Yeah, you can see on Twitter, all he does is tweet, I love Trump.
Yeah, at a certain point, he's got all in. He's no way out.
His agent fired him a couple weeks ago.
That's not surprising.
On Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah. There you go.
He's like, I can't represent you anymore. Bro, it probably didn't matter. He's not getting any work.
Yeah, I'm sure the offers are just rolling in.
I'm wondering
Family Guys, they'll probably.
Well, I wonder if they'll change the name of the high school.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought they did.
They did?
Maybe he was just talking about it.
James Wood High School.
But yeah, he's not a Family Guy.
No.
Not anymore.
Let's see, what else? I'm still binging the original Twin Peaks. I forgot how good it was and enjoying the shit out of that. I'm caught up on Misfits and Monsters.
Did you watch all of them?
I've watched all of them so far,
yeah.
I've only seen the first one.
Okay, so you haven't seen the werewolf one?
That's the next one. That's the one I want to watch tonight when I get home, actually.
Shit, that is funny. Jeff's like, you're not going to like it. I'm like, fuck you.
I didn't say you were going to like it. But they were not.
It has three of my favorite.
Oh, well,
it's two of my favorite actors.
They were not shy about who they were making fun of.
Yeah, who cares? It was great. I love Dave Foley. And it was great. And of course,
he's coming to town. I wish we could go see him.
Where's he going to be?
At Dad's Garage.
Oh, he's coming to do improv.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it is a really good episode. I enjoyed it. And last week's was good too. The first one was great.
Yep, they've all been great.
Yeah,
I liked the first one. It was gonna ride up Seth's alley.
Yeah, and then at the end of the episode, you get a little discussion.
Hey, she's alive.
Hey, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Pause it.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Every single episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by you. How can you support Radio Labyrinth? Go to Patreon, that's patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Sign up at any level you want. We have varying degrees of reward, and each and every week you'll get your name shouted out during the show. Thank you very much to Aaron Roberts, AJ Dysart, Al McKeon, Amber Gilpatrick, Amber Hopkins, Andrew Harbin, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard, Chris Weiland, Chris Knight, Christopher Cosentino, Colin Oman, Dan Carroll, Daniel Pitts, Darren Downey, David C. Funk, Dean Poole, Debbie McDonald, Denise Reynolds, Dustin Lawler, Emily Warren, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Herb Lamb, JB, Jeremy Truman, John Bennett, Jonathan Wilson, Jose Perales, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Kit Beatty, Lauren Calderman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio, Mark Weiland, Mark Jones, Mark Piero, Matt Carter, Mike Spittler, Mike Hall, Nicholas Frank, Robert Calderman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan Humans, Seth Ingram, Sean Hall, Stephanie Kaminsky, Trent, Wayne Blair, and last but not least, Wendy Muller. Again, sign up today at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. All right, welcome back. Steph, what did you bring us?
Back.
Oh, by the way, welcome back.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
No. Fuck it.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
Fuck it. No, I don't care.
Well, you care.
I mean, I do.
Why is my shoe up?
I was going to ask, but I didn't.
My shoe. Tim lost a shoe.
No, she walks in and there's a shoe and a wallet on the table.
Well, I brought these for Justin because it was his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah. And because he's always doing cool shit for us.
What are those?
It's like it's like a peanut butter fudge cupcake and a cannoli cupcake.
What the fuck?
And like a big ass M&M thing. But I didn't forget about you.
Don't worry about Tim.
I love cannoli.
It's not your birthday.
Well, see if Dustin will let you have it.
No, Dustin eats his own cupcake.
But I brought this for you guys. You can have either one. It's a peanut butter fudge Rice Krispie treat, or just a big giant ass Rice Krispie treat.
Which one do you want, Jeff?
Whichever one you want.
But I also have another peanut butter one.
I'll take the peanut butter one.
That's what I thought.
Thank you.
You can
toss it. Oh, stretch.
Yeah. All right.
Did these come from Detroit?
No. Those came from Nukes today.
Nukes is where you get the...
No, that's from Publix.
Publix has the cannoli shit.
And then I brought you those.
Okay.
So you guys are all set up. Well, I didn't want to just be like, this is just for him and you didn't get shit.
You didn't get anything.
You made these?
No. Nukes made them. You guys have a Nukes over here, right?
N-E-W-K-S? They just opened one on Howell Mill.
Oh, Nukes is the shit.
Yeah, they're radioactive.
Love Nukes, man. You got to get the melted pimento cheese sandwich on the
front. I haven't tried it.
I love pimento cheese.
Ass.
I'm going to go there.
Get that, and then you get their tomato bisque soup. It's killer. Mm. Killer combo.
No soup for you.
Have you tried those crystal pimentos yet?
Crystals
with pimento cheese on them?
I had White Castle when I was in Detroit, so I'm done.
Yeah, you're good. You don't need
I like crystal.
Yeah, I do too.
I do, especially when I'm drunk.
It used to be my New Year's Eve thing. I would spend the New Year in the drive-thru.
Really?
Crystals. Yeah, because I was the idiot that drew the short straw to run out and grab some stuff.
And you're in a line.
Go get us a 30-pack of crystals.
Yeah, it's 11:30. You'll make it back by midnight.
And you spent New Year's Day on the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Hey, we've been talking, Steph, about what we watched.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
Don't talk with your mouth.
I prepared that. I prepared what we watched. I did that.
Well, I just want to say, we've already covered Preacher, which you're behind on.
Yeah,
right.
Behind
didn't
on
see
Preachers.
That.
We didn't talk at all about Detroiters.
Well,
that was hilarious this week.
Oh, my God. The Lois episode when she was drinking the rock and rye. They had her posted up with the rock and rye, and she was eating the Coney dog.
Yep.
Because there is a Coney Island on every corner there. But, yeah, the Detroiters episode was awesome. Did you guys talk about Castle Rock?
Yeah.
We did a little.
So you guys have already watched the first three episodes, right? Oh, there's a fourth one, right?
Yeah, but I haven't seen that one yet.
I watched it when I came. Before.
What do you think of it?
No. I'm into it.
Yeah,
big time.
Show.
Yeah, I love all the Easter eggs that they're putting all through it or whatever. And it looks like. I mean, did you guys think about? I mean, I haven't got to see four yet, but I'm assuming that the girl she you know, Jeff hasn't seen any of it.
No, no, but don't worry about it. I don't have freaking Hulu.
Whenever she did what she did to the dad.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's because the dad was like, you know, diddling the kid or something? Like he was doing something to him?
Do you think it was, you know, remember, she can read minds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was she reading his? Was she doing what he asked? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he not want to be there in that state? But, you know.
That's true, yeah. So like she was feeling what she wanted to feel.
King's good that way. He likes to leave like 50 doors.
And, yeah.
Right.
But I'm really into it. I really like that. And let's see.
Are you watching Misfits and Monsters?
I watched the first episode and I didn't care for it.
You didn't? Nah. Oh, man, that was hilarious.
I couldn't get into it. You're
not going to like the second one because David Koechner's in it.
Well, you know, yeah, I hate him.
You hate David Koechner.
I can get past my hatred because I love him on another period. I love him on another period.
He's a werewolf.
So. I saw the previous for it. It looks very
funny. He's funny. Dave Foley's funny on that one, too.
Michael Ian Black, too. It's hilarious.
Oh, God.
Satan.
Well, then, of course, I'm going to watch that. Yeah. And if you guys, did you guys talk about the roast of Bruce Willis?
Yeah, yeah. a little bit.
That was whatever.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. So.
There were a couple funny ones.
Yeah.
When it comes to roasts, I told these guys earlier that I prefer to get on YouTube and just watch Don Rickles roast Ronald Reagan. Or
the master. Don Marrera. He had the best joke of the night. His was just, it was so brutal when he said to Ed Norton, because I think Ed Norton really blew him off in the hallway because he seemed like he was really pissed at him or whatever.
What was the joke?
He said he was mad because he wasn't famous enough for Courtney Love to try and have him killed or something like that. Because he banged Courtney Love.
Right.
Yeah.
Around the time he made that, he was in the, Ed Norton was in a movie with her. What movie?
I don't remember, but it was... What was that movie?
We know what it is. It's a movie about the hustler guy.
People versus Larry.
What the fuck's wrong with me tonight?
Ed Norton was in that? That's right. He was the
lawyer.
Okay, yeah, so that makes sense. Yeah.
Back when Ed Norton was the it guy.
And I watched A Quiet Place.
I watched that over the weekend.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
I didn't like the ending, but I liked it.
Yeah. It left it open for a sequel.
I will say this much about my...
What the fuck were those things?
Can Dwight be in the sequel?
Aliens.
They were aliens?
Yeah, it was 2 seconds away from being a Cloverfield picture. Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah,
for real?
They and they decided not to do it. And they
well, how... They don't... Of course, it's a J.J. Abrams movie. Did he produce it?
No.
No.
Was it a bad robot?
It was a bad robot. It was under his production, but he didn't have... He didn't... He let the... The main guy.
Yeah, Jim.
He did everything.
I call him Jim. It's not Jim.
Yeah, from The Office.
But John Krasinski.
Yeah, but the problem with the movies like that, and I did enjoy the film. I thought the acting was great and this and that and the other thing. But they don't tell you how they got there, who they are, and there's no resolution as to whether they're going to leave or not. See, that's the shit that pisses me off.
But they set it up for a perfect sequel, so maybe they'll get into the backstory in the sequel.
Well, I hope so.
They can get into the backstory, and they've got a weapon. To go forward. And you know, and maybe they can carry around a hammer so they can hammer in all their damn nails.
And right.
That little skin crawls every time I see that.
Oh my, I would beat the shit out of that little deaf girl. There's enough of you already. You're getting everybody killed in here. What the fuck?
With the kid with this, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. That was
brutal.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that like right off the jump. Like that's what we were going to do. But and my mom, I will say this about my mom. I did elder abuse her one night, and I've never committed elder abuse, but I can tell you that...
Until now.
Being with her 24 hours a day and her after her surgery, and she would just be yelling and carrying on and acting so crazy, and I grabbed her one night and I just said, shut up. Shut up. Stop acting like a retard or I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And then she rolled over and went to sleep.
Oh, man.
It was that bad. Well, I take that back. Me and my niece were about to watch A Quiet Place. And then she rolled back over because she was sleeping on her day bed in the living room. And she said, what is this? Why is nobody talking? It's like, there's no sound in this at all. This is stupid. And I said, because it's called A Quiet Place. If they talk, they'll be killed. Why don't you follow their example?
What else did you do in Detroit?
I ate Detroit, basically.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I probably put on like 9 pounds. I have not gotten on the scale, and I also have not gotten back on track, so I'm really hoping that happens for me because my back is starting to beehive again.
You missed some good Detroit-style pizza at at Atlanta Pizza and Gyro.
It looked so good, you guys.
Everybody missed you.
I loved the show. Okay, it was good. It was awesome. Everybody was sounded like everybody had a rip roaring good old time.
I think so.
And you guys packed the house.
We did.
Yeah, it was full.
My wife even went.
I saw that, mm-hmm. and Kaylin was. She thought it was fun. She had a good time.
She said she had no idea that it was going to be like that.
Aww.
And neither did any of us.
Yeah.
Certainly the turnout. I mean, geez.
It was like a lot of people there. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people traveled. I mean,
I know.
Went some distance too.
People came from Woodstock.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest we should do something, especially because we have so many horror files. What if we did another live show around Halloween?
Yeah.
Like did a Halloween show.
Yeah, with a costume contest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that would be cool.
Maybe we could do that one at the Punchline.
Yeah, I think we're allowed to do one at the Punchline.
And we'll do it in the middle of the week or something, or like a Sunday afternoon or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have to be, we'd have to get out of there by 9 o'clock on Sunday, but I think that's doable if we start at like 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
And we'll figure it
out. Just kick it out there to the radio, see what they say.
Sorry I'm eating, but this thing is fucking good.
And don't report me for my elder abuse, anybody that's listening.
I will not call anybody.
I'm calling the...
Don't worry, Steph. I won't tell anybody.
I'm calling the ASPC. Nobody's OP.
Jeff, you watched Society The Last Movie Star?
No, I was saying that that's directed by the same... That director's cut is made by the same guy that made The Last Movie Star. I saw The Last Movie Star a long time ago.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Very good. But if you're going to just watch one Adam Rifkin movie, go with The Last Movie Star, because it's way better than Director's Cut. Director's Cut's worth seeing, but...
More for just nostalgic value.
Yeah.
You think it's better than Small Soldiers?
Yes.
Damn fine movie.
Speaking of people from The Office, and I'm just having a brain fart tonight. I can't remember anybody's name.
Tim's drunk.
Who was Jim's woman?
Pam.
Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Was she married to James Gunn?
She was married to James Gunn.
And he did that movie with the worms, right?
Yeah, yep. Slither.
Oh,
Slither.
So good.
Was it worms or snakes?
It was worm.
Worms.
Space worms.
Yeah.
Space worms. Aliens. I like that movie.
That's one of my favorite.
They're tearing me apart. I think something's wrong with me.
See, we got to get
the size of a beach ball, the size of a...
We got to get Autumn to do some Rooker lines from that movie, because there's some classic... Starla!
Did he also date Jenna Elfman?
I don't know about that.
Okay, never mind.
But he was married to Pam from The Office.
All right, they were married. But then she found out he was a pedophile.
No.
I'm just kidding.
She wanted kids and he didn't.
Yeah, because he knew that he would have to have sex with
them. Don't tempt me. You temptress.
Stop it.
And that reminds me, that's the other thing I'm watching is Marcella season 2 on Netflix.
And what's Marcella?
She told us about it last year, about that lady.
Yeah, she's a detective in London, and last year she was investigating a murder, and she kept remembering the fact that she did something with the body because her husband was banging this lady.
Oh.
And she couldn't remember if she killed her or not, because she goes into these fugue states, and like she gets so pissed off, like she forgets what she's done.
Is this a BBC show?
I don't know. Is it a BBC?
What channel are you watching it on?
I'm watching it on Netflix, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I watched the first season on Netflix, and now season 2's on Netflix. It's been on there for like a couple weeks now or whatever, but the first season, it wrapped up all nicely, and now they're into season 2, but she's still in her little fugue states, and that just reminded me, there's a guy on there, he was a pedophile, and he's always fighting his urges, and in this season, there are little boys, you know. Mm. Yeah.
He's trying to direct a Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
I mean, are you guys serious though about this James Gunn pedophile crap? Seriously,
no.
Come on.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
It's people writing jokes. I mean, I guarantee you dig through my Twitter, you're going
to
see some.
I ask people on Twitter to dig through my old tweets and see if they can find something to get me fired.
Yeah,
I'd like please retweet whatever will get
again,
me fired.
It all kinds of who employs you? That's kind of the crux.
I went through mine and didn't see anything.
You didn't go through your,
you didn't go through your troll account.
Your multiple troll accounts.
They're all gone. They're all deleted. Now, you know what? We may as well get into this, and we'll talk about other stuff. I mean, the other thing I want to talk about is I listened to the last two Gilbert shows. All of them this month have been great. Carl Gottlieb last week.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was amazing. A lot of great stories. This week is Andrea Martin, and Paul Schaefer calls in. And they're talking a lot about the SCTV documentary that...
Yeah, we've talked about that on this show. We're looking forward to
Marty's doing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Marty. I'm calling him Marty.
Marty.
Yeah. Just call me Marty.
Because they do. But it was really entertaining. There's Really, that's my favorite podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from this one, of course.
No, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I like that podcast. It's great. I love how no one can get the name right.
Right.
When they're doing an ad for him at the right. beginning.
Hey, this is...
That's close enough.
That's close enough.
This is Sid and Marty Croft, and you're listening to the Gilbert Pod something.
Yeah.
Close enough. And we'll do news in a second.
Frank Santo Padre is awesome, though.
Oh, man, that guy is a reservoir of information.
Dude knows everything and researches and reads books, and dude's my hero.
Housekeeping! Housekeeping! Housekeeping!
I think we already did most of the housekeeping, but there's a couple things we got to go over here. Next week, hopefully, we will have Dan Carroll on the show to preview and highlight Dragon Con 2018. A lot of people are coming, and it's going to be fun. We're going to be there. Hopefully, we'll be
recording
some
shows.
Dan just
got out of the hospital, so wish him a speedy recovery.
He's out now?
He's out. He's home.
Good.
Resting up.
Oh, my
recovering.
God. His T-Rex posts.
Yep.
Hilarious.
Well, hopefully, he can make it in. We'll do everything to help him get here. Because we want to talk, and this year at Dragon Con, we want to talk to a couple of actors. Chris Gore is not an actor, but we want to talk to him again. Janet Varney from
Stan vs. Evil.
And there's another show.
She's on You're the Worst.
You're the Worst. Yeah, I like that show.
Yeah, I love that show.
And then Jeff applied to interview Alexandra Breckenridge.
Oh, yeah. I was going to pull up the list, see if there was anybody else. We could do that after the
show.
I
wrote down Tom Kenny. That'd be the only one I want.
I think Tom Kenny is one of the people you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm. But he's also from
Show.
Syracuse, right? And Mr. Show. He used to be partners with Bobcat.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Yeah, they were stand-up partners.
Oh, I bet. I've been enjoying Bobcat's been hitting all the circuits lately on all the podcasts, and I listen to everything I can with him on it and get little nuggets of his past.
What ones?
He was
on the car, that car, Spike Ferriston.
Yeah, he's on Spike Ferriston, and he was on WTF. He was on there, and I'm trying to think. There was another one that he was on not too recent. I can't remember what it was, but...
Cool.
But yeah, he's got little stories that you haven't heard on each one, basically.
You can find him on the Laughable app, too, if you use that. Just search for Bobcat Goldthwait, and it'll pull up all the podcasts that he shows up on.
The Spike's CarCast, he has some really good... I mean, he doesn't even just talk about cars. A lot of times he has comedians on there, and that's all they do is talk about comedy. They don't talk...
Spike Ferriston?
Yeah, because
his talk show was really good when it lasted on Fox.
Because, you know, he wrote for Seinfeld for years, and he was on, you know, did Saturday Night Live. And I didn't realize that...
He was part of the... Dana Carvey show, writers' room.
That's right. Yep. He was talking in that documentary. He was talking today about because he had Bobby Moynihan on, and Bobby Moynihan asked him about the Elaine dancing episode. Was that really based on Lorne Michaels, the dancing? And he admitted that it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. That's funny.
Because he said he came into a party and Lorne had always really intimidated him. He was very young. And he came in and he saw him dancing at a party, and he was like, oh, my God. And he does these little kicks. They called it little kicks.
Well, all right. Tom Hanks makes me think of some other things. Now, why did I think of Tom Hanks?
David S. Pumpkins, because Saturday
right.
Live.
Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah, there we go.
David S. Pumpkins. Let's just talk about it. I'm going to move right into this. David S. Pumpkins is... a character that Tom Hanks did on Saturday Night Live, and then NBC did a half-hour Halloween special about it. Now the people, these, I don't know what you call them, alt-right or just trolls.
Tim
I know one
calls
of them
his best friends.
Yeah. One of them's name is Mike Cernovich. Cernovich is his name.
Yeah, I've heard of that guy.
They're digging through everybody's old tweets. Now, they're alleging that David S. Pumpkins or whatever, is Tom Hanks admitting that he is a pedophile.
Oh, my
right.
God.
This is going nuts all over Twitter and
what?
4chan and Reddit. Right. You know, it's not just Tom Hanks. It started with James Gunn. And I'll tell you why this is happening. First of all, Roseanne gets fired for a stupid tweet when she said something dumb and racist. So all these guys, James Gunn, Patton Oswalt, you'd mentioned him earlier. He played Satan in Misfits and
Monsters.
Michael Ian Black. They have all these off-color tweets that are pedophilic in nature, but they're jokes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to in this country say, oh, that's a joke. Mm-hmm. And I know what a joke is. Same with Roseanne, by the way. And so they're going after the left-wing people who are vocally anti-Trump, and digging up this stuff and trying to stick them with the pedophile label.
Right.
Well, it worked with James Gunn because those tweets are pretty stupid and pretty bad. And normal people start seeing shit, even if it's 9-10 years ago, they start seeing that stuff going, whoa, Disney reacts the way Disney's going to react, you know?
Yeah.
And they let him go, which bothered the shit out of me because, A, I don't assume that somebody's a pedophile because they tweeted a joke.
Right.
B, those movies are fucking great with him.
It wasn't Walt, but I mean, it wasn't Walt Disney a notorious racist? I mean,
yeah. Well, he didn't like Jews.
He hated the Jews.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Sorry, Andrew.
Oh, you're like just Jews.
Well, they
not
own
like
the
real people.
They run the company now. So, haha. Take that, Walt Disney, you frozen fuck. I don't care what religion people are. This bothers me because it's furthering the ability of people to take people down on Twitter just because they don't like their political views.
Right.
Which is what happened to Roseanne. If Roseanne was still super liberal and she had vocally supported Hillary and said the same thing, she would still be working.
Right.
And that's the double standard.
It's they're people hunting, uh-huh. and they're just waiting.
Right.
And all they're going to do is find an opening. Mm-hmm. If you give them a reason that they don't like, then they're going to go after you for it, and they're going to go for blood right off the bat.
So, Tim, delete that Hot for Babes. Hot for Babes text you have on your computer.
I've never written that or printed that anywhere. Back in 8th or 9th grade, so we're talking early 80s, mid 80s, I said to Jeff, yeah, someday I'm going to write an erotic novel called Hot for Babes. And it's just babies, but it was a joke.
Sure, it's just a joke, Tim.
And since I was an underager at the time, it's not a good feeling.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, they're put any context, they'll shape the context to fit the agenda.
Right.
With Gunn, they took, not only did they take his tweets, they took all of his tweets, then picked the ones that sounded the worst, laid them out on a format to where they're all on one giant page.
Right.
So you can just view them in one shot.
Right.
And that went viral. And when you look at the jokes, a lot of them, he was going against people who he thought were pedophiles.
Right.
There were jokes about them putting the pedophiles down. And now it just gets flipped over on him.
Yep.
That he's the pedophile. It's
well, similar things are happening.
Do you think he just wanted too much money to make the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and Disney was fuck you?
I think Disney didn't want to be associated with pedophilia.
But those same jokes were out there when he directed the first two.
He apologized for them before Disney hired him.
And they're still trying to get over the Lion King fiasco, you know.
Yeah. Well, now what's going on, and it's been quieter than the James Gunn thing because they weren't let go. But you have Dan Harmon.
He deleted his whole Twitter.
Who deleted his whole Twitter because of the Daryl video. Now, are you familiar with Daryl?
You're talking about the kid, like D-A-R-R-Y-L?
No, D-A-R-Y-L. He made a parody around the time of Dexter. But instead of being a lovable murderer, he was a lovable pedophile. And if you have your headphones on, you can hear a little clip of this.
Hi, I'm Dan Harmon. You're about to watch my controversial new pilot, Daryl. Now, I have to warn you, I originally made it with Showtime for their audience because it's a little groundbreaking for normal people to handle. But maybe you'll surprise me. Good luck.
I don't know, doctor. My wife just had a baby, and I had this dream last night where I was a fish and I looked up and I saw myself on the boat.
Well, Admiral, our time is up. I think the best thing for you to do would be to go home, tuck that baby in, and get yourself a good night's sleep.
Okay, thanks a lot, Doctor.
No, Admiral, thank you.
All right, it's bedtime.
Thank you for being such a good patient.
Stick tight, okay?
For taking all the sleeping pills I prescribed to you. So that later tonight, when I'm crawling in your window, I can count on you to sleep like a baby while I do everything but sleep with yours.
God. Now he gets completely naked and starts fucking this fake baby.
Stop it.
Yeah.
God.
That's him penetrating.
I know that I'm a monster. But am I really so different from you? Who's the real monster? Okay, it's me.
So
it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And then there's another video, which is very, very difficult to find now that it's been brought out into the open. There's one where it's an Instagram video where he has a toddler in a car seat put his hand on his dick. And I've seen it. I can't tell if it's real or not. But again, you can't find it anywhere. As soon as it gets posted to YouTube, it gets taken down. But I don't necessarily believe that any of this adds up to Dan Harmon is a pedophile. Dan Harmon is vocally anti-Trump. Dan Harmon is vocally a liberal, progressive. Great. That's what this country is all about. But you start attacking him with the pedophilia, and then you, I mean, you got to sue. I was saying on Twitter last week, they did it to Michael Ian Black. I said, Michael Ian Black, you have to sue this Mike Cernovich. Because is it slander or libel? It's slander.
It's slander.
It's because it's not in print.
Right.
Sue these fuckers. That's the only way you're going to stop it.
Don't you just kind of wish Twitter would go away?
In some ways,
yes. Are you done with it?
In other ways, no.
I don't read it anymore. I'm and this is probably going to get rid of any favorites or retweets I ever get, but I don't fucking read it anymore. I'll go on there and maybe tweet something, and I'll retweet some dog shit, but that's it. Like, I don't read it because it's depressing.
That's what Twitter's always
sickening, It's like every other tweet is, you're a fucking piece of shit because you like Trump. You're an asshole because you don't like Trump.
That's the people that you follow, though.
These are all the comedians that I used to follow for jokes. It's over.
I know. They don't talk about funny shit anymore.
No.
Well, and it's kind of the same. I was listening to Rogan, this one from a couple of weeks ago. Actually, the one, it was the guy from...
Wow, that's crazy.
He was talking about how Bert Kreischer was at the... Just for Laughs.
Right.
And he showed the waiver that was backstage plastered all over everything about how basically you can't shit talk anymore.
Can't shit talk what?
In general. Backstage so anyone can hear you. And this is to comedians in green rooms. And that's their currency. That's like all they do. And because, you know, nothing offensive to where someone could hear it about, you know, something like an HR department would put out.
Right.
And it was for Just for Laughs, for the Just for Laughs festival. It's like,
that's fucking insane. Wow.
Well,
I'm eating an elk.
So what?
It's good. Put some butter on it.
Yeah, man. Wow. I love his show.
He's great.
But he does say wow a lot.
I haven't listened to any sense of Kevin Smith one, but I like him. I like him, and I like his podcast, but they're so fucking long.
They are.
They are. Like 3 or 4 hours.
And there's some you can skip 3 or 4 weeks because you don't know who they are.
When he has his run of MMA fighters, I don't.
You say something?
No, I was just.
Okay. But that's what's good about Twitter, though, because you can push what you want to push out.
Right.
And you can pull what you want to pull in. So if you don't like what you're seeing, just unfollow those
And if
people.
You're not a pussy, you can coordinate it yourself.
Right.
And you can say, well, I don't need Twitter to give me algorithms. I can block this person and I don't have to follow this person and I can mute this person. If, you know what I mean? You have the tools at your disposal to run it yourself.
To fine tune it.
Right. And then if you really feel the need to troll, you can create a fake account and just start trolling people. But okay. The other creator of Rick and Morty, who I believe created the characters and does most of the voices.
Yeah, he does the voices. Justin Roiland.
Justin Roiland. Are you guys... found the video of his that these pedophile hunters have dug up.
Mm-mm.
It's called Unbelievable Tales, and it's years old. Same style of animation as Rick and Morty, but I pulled a couple clips from it. It is also nearly impossible to find on YouTube, and once it's posted, it's pulled down. Listen, I'm just going to give you a trigger warning, because this audio that I'm going to play is weird, and it's I'm just going to play it. If you're offended by... children getting stabbed and then fucked in the stab hole. Don't
what?
All right. They're just short vignettes.
That started
nobody's offended by that.
Wait a minute. Now, here's the beginning. The beginning of the cartoon is these two little boys swimming in a river. They're both naked. Oh, the water feels good on my genitals. The one boy drowns. And the other boy goes, well, I guess I'm going to go home now and eat lunch. He goes to meet his mom to eat lunch.
Mom, I'm home.
Just in time for lunch. But was the ocean fun?
I love the ocean. Please feed me now.
Okay, eat up. So yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
So that's his mother, and she's feeding him because she bent over and she's shitting in his mouth.
Ew.
She's
gross.
Naked, he's naked.
Gross.
Oh, by the way, you see their little ding-dongs.
This is all animated,
though. Yeah, this
though,
is an animation thing.
I know it's animated, but it's weird. Okay, and then do you know the character? Hang on.
A lot of weird animation.
Do you know the character King Jellybean who tried to rape Morty in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is an early... he isn't called Mr. Jellybean, but he's the host of this show called Unbelievable Tales. So he shows that tale and he goes, I got to go home now. He goes home and he goes, in his house, he has two children tied up.
I want to let you free. I really do. I really, really do. The time has come for me to dispose of you. I've had my sexual fill and I cannot allow your presence to distract me from my job as head writer and host of the wildly successful television show Unbelievable Tales. God forgive me.
Now there's a clock. While he's cuts one kid's face off.
You're my inspiration.
You're my inspiration.
You're my inspiration.
So he cut one kid's face off and he's wearing it as a mask and he's cutting the other kid's face off while that's going on.
Nothing wrong with that.
We just watched that show with the unicorn and shit, Happy. I mean, there was some similar weird ass shit on that show that we watched. It was some pedophile crazy Patton shit. Oswald. Yeah.
All right. So the final part of this vignette is a kid in a park who is really Morty when you hear the voice. And there's an old man playing with a yo-yo. Here's the first clip from that.
Wow! That's Walk the Dog!
You got it! You Rugrats love these yo-yo tricks. You want to see a new trick I made up myself? I promise I won't stick my dick in you.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah, take it!
You cut a hole in me, and you're fucking the stab hole!
You want... What?
Stab hole!
Oh, I'm gonna fuck you in the stab hole. Stab hole! I'm fucking that stab hole!
Wow!
Yeah, he definitely should be fired.
Was that? Were we supposed to get upset don't by
you
that?
Think, you don't think that that's bothersome at all?
That's not
cartoon, man.
The what? King Jellybean thing was more creepy than that. That was to
in
me
the cartoon.
Was...
He stabs the kid and starts fucking. And this is a little kid. And he starts
what's
fucking the stab
underground
hole.
Cartoon.
I don't care what they are. That's a little bizarre.
Yeah.
It's at least it wasn't a Serbian film.
Yeah. Now that movie is the worst movie I've ever seen
that's
in my
the,
life.
When people say what's the worst, that's
yeah,
that's
a
it.
Serbian film. Do
that
not,
guy should be fired.
Have you ever seen a Serbian film?
I have.
He fucks a guy in the eye. He rips his eye out, skull fucks.
Yeah.
And that's not and when you say that, you're like, that's gotta be the worst thing in the movie. And
not even close.
Don't see this movie, Peter.
There are two scenes that are far worse.
Yeah. The last one's probably the
worst. Last one's bad, but then there's another one.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I used to watch Faces of Death, you know, get those Faces of Death in the 80s and watch
the
those.
The Traces of Death were even worse.
Yeah, those were the stuff that didn't make it on those. And that stuff wouldn't bother me. But that movie, it still hangs with me. It's like I'll see it. Like I'll see the poster, like just flipping through the net. That's it. It's just like my brain just goes off the rabbit hole.
Well, God. I don't necessarily think that proves anybody is anything.
No.
I think it's a little bizarre. And I think it's, I didn't really laugh when I first watched it. But it's just kind of gross. But then again, who knows? But again, it's they're trying to silence these guys because they don't like the president. So and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Both sides are going at each other constantly. Blah, blah,
so
blah.
Just delete your Twitter, everybody.
Yeah, delete your Twitter, but don't delete your Twitter because I want you to keep following.
I wish they
but
would
to Rick
like,
and Morty fans, I just want to say I'm not trashing it.
No, not at all.
I wish they would use their whatever for good and actually go after the pedophiles that did rape and molest all these now grown male actors in Hollywood.
Right. Yeah.
Why not find out who they are? Well, why not expose them?
That's what I'm afraid of. It's gonna give a cry wolf syndrome.
Yes.
Where this is all gonna come out and no one's gonna, it's gonna get.
Well, Corey Feldman started the cry wolf. I mean, the guy's been talking about it for 10 years.
Right. But
he named some names, though.
When you have social momentum like you've got, it gets to a point where you could either do something good with the power or abuse it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's a lot easier. And for people's, you know, who don't look out for other people, they only look out for their own thoughts. They go for the easy, low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, they do.
And they just want to trash somebody to do nothing more than discredit them.
Yeah,
there's no. It doesn't result in anything.
No. Yeah, the Me Too thing didn't work on Hardwick.
No.
No, he's
no,
back.
And, yep. it's, and that should be a you know a precedent just to look a little deeper before you jump.
Yes. And then that, again, was started by Twitter because the woman who wrote that whole thing, Twitter, and then we believe him. Women always believe women.
I buried my head in the sand. It feels good down here. Yeah. So there's more room for y'all. You can just come and jam it right in.
Jam it in.
I don't know half the shit till I came in here. I don't know what the fuck is going on ever. I don't watch the news. I don't give a shit. I hope I have 5 seconds for the nukes come just so I can like, do I have any regrets? Bah.
Can I jam it in your stab hole?
Yeah,
can I? You can. If there's 5 seconds left and we're about to be blown up, you can fuck me in my stab hole.
I'm not going to put my dick in you. What are you doing? There are 5 seconds left. We're fixing to die. You said I could fuck your stab hole.
I'm fucking that stab hole.
Why are you sharpening that knife? We're about to be killed.
Hey, I'm going to fuck your mouth, you bitch. Take down that page. I'm going to stick a stab hole in your butt. Right next to your a-hole. So you got three. One, two, three. Stab, stab, stab.
Oh, that, we haven't talked at all about Who is America. Am I the only person that's watching that?
I've watched parts. I haven't watched a complete episode
I can't believe
yet.
You're not watching it, Tim. It's because he's anti-Trump. Right?
No. I mean, I'm a huge Baron, Sacha fan, but
Sacha Baron Cohen's hilarious.
I'm more, like, I loved Ollie G.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything about Ollie G was perfect.
Yeah, Ollie G was great. But he can't do those characters anymore. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. He's got to do these new characters. And these new characters, it's still Sacha Baron Cohen.
Well, that's the thing.
There.
They can put all the makeup they want on him. As soon as he opens his mouth, it's him.
Yeah.
There's no way around that.
And there are people who busted him, like the gun store owner.
You're Borat. Right into it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what kills me, though. Everybody goes right to Borat.
Yeah.
It's like, he's so much more than Borat.
Ah, but Borat is such a classic. I can always watch it.
I've never seen the Bruno movie more than once. But
yeah,
I've watched Borat 20 times.
And
the Dictator wasn't great.
The Vagine.
I've seen Ollie G in the house so many
Ollie
times.
Ollie G is awesome.
I could repeat it.
That movie's great. The old show was great.
I mean, where else are you going to get to see Frodo Baggins, ass fuck somebody?
Probably his bedroom.
What was the last? That was the last thing he opens the door. He's like, "What are you doing?" Nothing, because it feels pretty good. Yeah, okay. And he shuts the door, walks back out.
I'm not into.
You should watch. That's funny.
Mm.
And you just don't like because he goes after people that you like.
He goes after people I don't like too.
Like Alex Jones,
Dick Cheney.
I don't like Dick Cheney.
He could be an ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that just seems like his personality.
Yeah.
But he's still alive.
Still a great.
Who?
Character.
Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is like invincible.
I know a guy that did triage on him.
Oh, really?
And he said his wife wouldn't let any black nurses into the room.
That doesn't surprise me.
You got to keep your standards high.
Yeah. That's the kind of guy Dick Cheney is.
Yeah.
Well, his wife anyway.
But he's for the lesbians.
I know he is. You know, Dick Cheney said this in the middle of the presidency, the middle 2000s. He was asked what he thought about gay marriage or marriage equality. And he goes, equal rights is equal rights for everyone, not just some people. So you can respect that as he's killing every fucking brown
Tim
person you can get.
Black Dick Cheney.
Black Dick Cheney?
Yeah.
This is Black Dick Cheney. I'm going to put my weapon of mass destruction in your asshole.
I would just call him Black Cheney.
Black Cheney.
Somehow that's worse.
Yeah, it is. Holy God, where are we? Oh, jeez.
But that town in Arizona, they're all mad because of...
Why are they mad at him?
Yeah, what was that?
Well, he said that they were going to build a mosque there to help the town's economy, and the town like came out like, no, we don't want a mosque here. That everybody stood up in the town meeting, and
yeah,
he's like, well, you know, if you're not racist, you won't mind the mosque. And they're like, we are racist.
Yeah.
Everybody in the town was like, I'm racist against Muslims.
Yeah.
And then there's a big article the next day saying the town was heartbroken that Sacha Baron Cohen branded them as racist.
Well, they stood up and said that they were,
right?
I
know, they literally opened their own mouths and said, but I am racist!
This is a pretty real stereotype, I think. I did a dog adoption event like a month ago, and this lady came out, she's an older lady, She's looking at the dogs and just immediately starts telling us about how she moved out here from Arizona. She didn't understand her whole neighborhood's got a bunch of Indians in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, you know, we're random people that she's just saying all this crap to. And, you know, you're like, okay, old lady, you know.
Does she feel comfortable because you're white?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So
I hate it when white people do that.
Oh, that's the white that I don't like.
Yeah.
I hate that white.
So you're white like me? Then you must hate everybody.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, no, whitey, I'm not you. But,
right.
So she's, you know, we're like, trying to poo-poo her on or whatever. And then she says, I want to say to the one, he comes outside sometimes, and I'm like, I want to say, are you a terrorist? And that's where I drew the line. And then
he's Indian, no.
Right. And so I said to her, I said, honestly, ma'am, I'm more afraid of white males from 30 to 45 right now, because those are the ones that seem to be showing up at random places and fucking shooting everybody.
What'd she say?
She was like, oh, well, you guys have a good day.
Yeah. I'll go get my dog from people who support the white race.
Get a pit bull from these neo-Nazis.
Our dogs aren't racist. They're not for you. Go to another rescue. Go to some racist rescue in Arizona.
Arizona, man.
Arizona's a...
I mean, people are like, well, why don't you like Arizona? It's like, look back just on the Martin Luther King holiday.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't even celebrated at all in the entire state up until, 5 years ago?
Right.
And the only reason they allowed it in was because the NBA said they weren't going to play their championship games there. And if they let it happen just so they could get the money for it to come in. That's the only reason. Up until then.
Who wouldn't want?
And they won't do that daylight savings time because that black guy invented daylight savings time.
Right.
No, I didn't mean a day off. I mean, who wouldn't want to celebrate? I mean, okay, yeah.
No, I'm looking at it from their point of view. I know. Even a bad, you know.
Right.
Bad
playing devil's advocate. I don't like the black guy that died, but I'll take the day off.
Right. I mean, no, we don't even want that.
I mean, he's a fucking American hero, for Christ's sake. He should be on money.
Yeah, and if you bring up any of the crap about him that he had women on the side, blah, blah, blah,
shit.
So did every one of your fucking heroes. Yeah. Every single white
fucked Marilyn
one
Monroe in the ass right in front of my brother.
Saying.
I fucked her here in the White House.
He did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Ted Kennedy killed a lady. Yeah. He let her die. Yeah. And he never went to jail, and he stayed in the Senate until he died.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had to drag his fucking ass down from Massachusetts to sign that, you know, Affordable Health Care Act.
Yeah.
Then I died. It didn't work for me. I couldn't meet my deductible. That's why I died. Anyway. Boy, going down a hole here.
That's what they do to you.
Going down a stab hole.
That's what they do to you.
You guys remember Elf?
Yes.
At least going back.
In Pog form?
In Pog form. Now they're looking at maybe doing an Elf reboot.
Oh, no.
Warner Brothers TV. Yeah.
Are they going to get Jerry Stahl back to write and get him back on heroin so he does good episodes?
Lucky. Hey, Willie, where's my cat?
What are they going to do? Who's going to be in it?
They're going after Paul Fusco, who is
the
original
creator. I got some cool pogs. Elf pogs. Remember Elf? He's back in pod form.
Oh, my God. That show...
But there's just so many reboots and everything.
Isn't Willie dead?
The guy that played Willie, Max Wright, I think he has passed.
Elf, you know, I am dead.
And the guy that was in the suit died.
The little person.
Yeah, because there was two mm-hmm. elves. There was the hand puppet, and then there was the body elf.
Uh-huh. He just died like last year or something, right?
Yeah, not long ago. But Paul Fusco's still alive, the guy that does the voice.
Yeah, everyone, when they said that the elf died, the little person died, everyone assumed it was him.
Oh,
yeah. Alf will forever be responsible for the song "Asparagus" being stuck in my head. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yes.
Asparagus, asparagus, put some on your table.
I don't remember that.
It was one of I think it was one of Willie's commercial jingles that he was trying to do.
Oh, all right.
It'll make you feel more able.
Alf. By the way, Alf, in the middle of the show, we just got a new Patreon. So
during the show,
during
how is that
the
possible?
Show, well, I, you know, I checked,
is this show going out live?
No, but I checked it, and hello, Michael D'Anthony. He's not in the produced piece I did, so I just wanted to say
Michael Antony.
No,
Michael D'Anthony.
Michael D'Anthony.
Oh,
Michael D'Anthony.
Not like the bassist for Van Halen.
I said it's like a fancy Anthony, a D'Anthony.
No,
Michael D'Anthony.
Michael D'Anthony. Well, there's a D and an apostrophe, so I'm saying D'Anthony.
D'Anthony.
Yeah,
D'Anthony. I think it's D'Anthony.
Well, thank you, Michael, for joining and being a part of the show.
Welcome aboard, Mike.
boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom. We're gonna rate your reviews. I can't find the song.
Gonna give you $1 million.
We do have a new review. By the way, you can review and like this podcast, right? You can. You can go to iTunes or any of your whatevers where you catch podcatchers. Is that what it's called?
I think so. But Jeff knows all that.
If you listen on iTunes, it's real simple. Just go there, give us 5 stars. It's the first step. It's real simple. You click 5 stars. Even if you hate the show, just click us. It won't kill you to fucking give us 5 stars.
Come on.
Does wonders for us. And then, you know, if you leave a review, you can say, hey, I'm going to leave this review, and I want you to do it. I want you to read it and rate it as a show, and I want Tim to do a voice, or Autumn, but she's in England, so fuck her.
Hey. What is she doing in England, by the way? Just vacationing?
She's over there with her hubby.
Oh, they're just doing like
a... Is she working over there?
No, they're just on a vacation, yeah.
They take the Chitlins?
No, the Chitlins is up in Maryland. Her parents are up there.
Oh, so they're having like a really high old good time in England.
I imagine a Sid and Nancy evening.
I'm assuming they're poking all kinds of Reginald Von Nubbinsworth.
She's...
I look like Stevie fucking Nicks.
I want to get off the H.
That was Gary Oldman, right?
Yeah. We were talking about that yesterday, me and Eric.
Von Think Hesler. She'll get to see the crown jewels while she's there?
Yeah, probably. They were driving around today doing a tour in the countryside, and she said that the tour guide was listening to Iggy Azalea, and she was pissed. She's like, I want to hear some old British music. Like, and I go, oh.
It was a Big Ben, Parliament.
Big Ben, Parliament.
Look, kids, Big Ben.
Iggy Azalea. So this review comes from Chris Ellingwood.
Oh, hey, Chris Ellingwood.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
And he says, how about you read it in the Finger Lakes chant voice? So I'm going to go ahead and do that. Hey, this is Bob Pretensky. I'm from Bath, New York, and I've been listening to the Radio Labyrinth for quite a while. And so they asked me to, you know, go ahead and read Chris Ellingwood. You know, he's a nice guy. And all. I mean, we left it in July. July is a hard month for us because that's when all of my grandparents have died.
Oh, in July?
Yep. There was a big fire works accident about 10 years ago. My grandfather on my dad's side and my grandfather on my mother's side, they were shooting bottle rockets at each other. And they, you know, they like to drink. And, you know, then after the bottle rockets, they were, you know, shooting gas at each other with squirt gun. It was fun for kids to do that. When we was kids, we used to, you know, shoot gas at each other, but we didn't light it on fire.
Did you play Roman candle baseball ever?
Well, that's where I'm getting to. Oh, okay. So after they had, after they had covered each other up there with the gasoline, they started shooting
Roman
candles at each other, you know, and both of them caught on fire at the same time. And then both of my grandmas came out of the house. They came out same time, tried to put the fire out, but they caught on fire too because they had poured nail polish remover all over their dresses for some reason.
That stuff's highly flammable.
It's very highly flammable. They might not have known that, and then they both died. So July's rough around.
You lost them all.
Lost them all. And then Aunt Barb, she's at the VA hospital.
How's her gout doing?
Well, they cured her gout.
She got vitiligo still?
What?
She got infantigo still?
Nope, she doesn't have that.
Bursitis acting
up. She got bursitis. She had some corns. Then her fucking knee swelled up.
And the bunion.
Yeah, bunion. But the real problem is her gallbladder. They got to take it out. And because it's so bad, they can't use the lap. Well, she's also too fat, but she...
she got the fatty liver.
She can't get the laparoscopic. They got to go in like they did LBJ back when he was president. So they got to cut her open and take the gallbladder out. And she's got like 78 stones in it.
Oh, man.
Lots and lots of stones. Well, I mean, all she does is eat bacon.
The one, it looks like the fourth finger leg, doesn't it?
Yep, it does.
Gets out of the car, sounds like he's playing Yahtzee.
She don't get in the car.
She can't say she drive.
No, they got to take her in a pickup truck. We put her on the lawn tractor and drive it up. The back, and then she gets off.
Get that old mattress laying in the back for her.
And we no, there's no mattress. She's lazy in the truck bed. She doesn't feel it. I mean, she got no fat on her butt. And we cover her with a tarp.
You guys are good people.
Put the dog back there to keep her company.
This sounds like what we're doing with my mom.
Well, that's how we get her to VA. But they told us that we had to keep her in there. So I don't know. Maybe she'll be all right. I don't know. But anyway,
you can't get her in Soldiers and Sailors.
No.
Really they won't take her.
Well, no, VA hospital, she gets full coverage because she was a nurse in the first Gulf War.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
I think she had that Gulf War syndrome, but they got rid of it. I don't know. Maybe that's what caused her boils.
Oh,
what? She had so many boils, she named her last kid Lance. So anyway, Chris Ellingwood left this. You want me to read it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. I've been a huge Regular Guys fan since 1.0 and have loved him since he started being on that show and have followed him as such. So when he announced he was going to do this podcast, I was very excited to give it a listen. It was a bit racky at first, but smooth. What is he talking about?
Like before we had Steph.
Oh, I thought it was fine. I was listening to it. Anyway, all right. I disagree. It was a bit racky at first, but smoothed out quickly and has been very enjoyable ever since. It only got better when they added Steph,
aww,
who has become my spirit animal.
Aww.
And then later, Adam. And Ira's games are a welcome addition, too. Jeff's banter and entertainment cannot be understated, as I have watched many shows I didn't know about and enjoyed them as a result of this podcast. So, yeah. I'm going to give him 5 stars.
Yeah, I totally say 5 stars.
Good job, Chris.
How you feel about that? What's your name? You're eating a cookie. Where'd you get that? At Weiss Market?
I got the Wawa.
You get it at Weiss's?
Wegmans, right?
Wegmans. I don't go there no more. They overcharge for their chicken wings. They don't get good lemon pepper wings there.
They still got feathers on them, I heard.
No, they do, but you know, if I want wings, I'll go to the elbow room.
Oh, yeah? Yep, you get them extra wet?
Up and up.
Lemon pepper wet?
I don't get them wet. Get out of here. You're nuts. Don't be dirty. All right, thank you. Get out of here, bub. I know your name. He didn't know your name.
Poor guy.
Thanks, Chris Ellingwood.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I want to know what kind of animal I am.
You're a spirit animal.
Spirit animal?
Yeah, like a panda.
Right, you're his Patronus.
If my Facebook feed is any indication, you are a canine, my dear.
Yes.
Oh, well, of course.
Canis.
Mm-hmm.
Canis Major.
Yeah.
Time to do some staff tips.
Speaking of animals, sure. Tim, how much Bigfoot porn have you been watching lately?
I've been watching a lot. Oh, my God. Bigfoot erotica?
By the way, I can't believe you haven't blocked me yet.
Oh, no.
I just assume everybody's blocked me.
I like his wife, Big Twat.
Oh.
What?
Bigfoot's wife, Big Twat?
Big Twat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, grandma's Big Bush.
Yeah, Big Bush and Big Twat. You could find the imprints of her giant animal vagina just dragging, the lips dragging. You know,
God.
They created most of the creek beds in the Appalachian.
That's
mountain.
Right. Why would he block you, Stephanie?
Oh, just because all I ever post is animal shit. It's,
oh.
I mean, I'll be sitting over in my chair, and my wife looks over, and she goes, "You're crying." And I'm like, Steph posted more posts, and she's like, "Why do you look at them?" And I was like, "Because one day I'm going to say, that's the one I'm going to go get." And I just keep flipping through them, hoping that there's one that needs it more than the rest, and then they're
we're going to get you.
It just turns into a big cry fest by the end of it.
We're going to get you.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy.
You don't love me, you just love my doggy style.
Rocky. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh, can we keep him, Dad, please?
But he's a loser. He's pathetic. He's a Simpson.
Steph, what's up with the doggies?
Well, hey, I could really use your help if you can maybe help me out. We're doing the Atlanta Strut Your Mutt this year. Barktown is, yes.
Where?
It's at Atlantic Station this year.
Cool.
So you bring your mutt and you strut and you raise money for
Strut, pal, put it out. That's what you want from women.
Well, it's for the Best Friends Animal Society. If you've been to the airport recently, you've probably seen their signage on the walls. They're kind of a big deal, and they really do a lot for homeless pets across the country or whatever. So I'm trying to raise money for myself. So if you can go to the Strut Your Mutt website and you'll pull up events near you and you go to Atlanta and then you click Barktown and then you look over to the right hand side and you'll see my name and $15 beside of it because that's all I've fucking raised so far.
Well, let's help you out.
I'm trying to get to like 200. So if you can just like throw me something here and there so I look like I'm doing something here, I would really appreciate that. But that's at Atlantic Station September 8th at 9 a.m. And if you want to join our team or whatever, or just walk yourself, go ahead and join up. And then, of course, all month at Gwinnett County. All of the dogs and cats are $20, and they're free every Friday, and that includes all their vaccinations, spayed, neutered, and if they have heartworms, they will pay to treat it.
That's cool as shit.
So if you can, come on out. We are one of the few shelters in the state that have not been euthanizing for space because people have actually been responding to these things that we've been doing, and I would say that we probably have the lowest kill rate in the state.
Honey, we're getting another cat.
Come and get them, man.
No,
come and get them.
That wouldn't be tolerated unless we left it outdoors. And
Sherman
like
would
that.
Probably bitch slap him with them big ass paws of his.
Oh God, he's got the fists.
The fists of fury.
Feline fists of fury.
So please, both of those things, that would be so awesome. And you know, that's it.
All right.
Adopt, don't shop.
Don't adopt, don't shop. Don't buy a designer dogs.
All right, you guys want to do staff picks?
Sure.
All righty. My staff picks this week are very simple. Venture Brothers returns to Adult Swim and Sunday, August 5th. I'm going to be recording it because I'm going to fish, so I won't be able to watch it that night.
Sunday?
Yep.
I thought it was Friday.
No, Sunday, August 5th. Well, fish is there 3 days.
Oh,
you know?
I thought you were going Friday to
no,
fish.
No, I'm going Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Going Sunday. And yeah, so that's what's going on. And then the other thing, we didn't really talk about it much, but I know we may have mentioned it. Harlan Ellison died at the end of June.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we
briefly mentioned it.
We mentioned it during the science fiction show.
Yeah. Yeah, but I want to talk about it a little bit more and just play a clip from him that I love. This very inspirational clip having to do with getting paid for things.
There is no publicity value in my essay, my interview, being on your DVD. If you sell 2,000 of them, it'll be great. And what are people going to say? Ooh, I really like the way that guy gave that interview. I wonder if he's ever written a book. Let me go and buy it. There's no publicity value. The only value for me is if you put money in my hand. Cross my palm with silver. You can use my essay. You can use my my interview. And she says, well, all right, thank you. And she hangs up. I'll never hear from them. They want everything for nothing. They wouldn't go for 5 seconds without being paid. And they'll bitch about how much they're paid and want more. I should do a freebie for Warner Brothers? What is Warner Brothers out, you know, with an eye patch and a tin cup on the street? Fuck no. They always want the writer to work for nothing.
And he's right about that. If you're creative or you do anything, and I've been trying to, it's very difficult to do this, you know, but if you're a creative person or you make something that people want and you sell it, don't give it away for free, especially to a company that has money. Every company has deeper pockets than you think they do, and make sure that you're getting paid for it. Now, we don't make a lot of money for this. Pittance, really.
To do what?
Not pittance, but I don't make $1 million to be in radio. You know, no one does except for Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
So I don't mean it's not pittance. I'm not putting it down by any means. But you don't do things for free. Just don't. You don't write things for free. And he's very inspirational. And there's a documentary about him called Dreams with Sharp Teeth. You can find it anywhere online. Find it on YouTube. And there's tons and tons. If you don't know who he is and you're a fan of old Star Trek episodes,
yeah,
or Babylon 5, lots of different shows. Just Google his name, and he's probably written something that you like, and then start exploring him on YouTube because he's a fascinating person. Patton Oswalt was super close to him, and they collaborated and stuff. He's just an interesting man and very creative, and again, a lot of things that that you watched, if you listen to this podcast and you're familiar with, you'll go, holy shit, he did that? Yeah. So anyway, give it a shot. So there's my staff picks.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Mine's Better Call Saul. August 6th.
Yay.
10 p.m. AMC. Rumor has it that Walter White and Jesse will make an appearance this season.
Holy crap.
Lisa Krause will not leave me alone. You have to watch all of them.
That's why I'm wearing my Slippin' Jimmy shirt.
You loved Breaking Bad so much, man. I can't understand why you won't watch Better Call Saul.
I don't know.
It's better than Breaking Bad.
That's what everybody says.
It's a completely different feeling than Breaking Bad.
I couldn't get past the first episode.
Go back and do it again.
Yeah, maybe. Right. I think you were just in a funky
Michael McKean, so fucking good. I guess he's going to be appearing this season too. So hopefully,
he'll get
that nomination.
You loved Breaking Bad, right?
I did.
Okay, well that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is like a brain orgasm every time you see somebody that you loved on there that's dead now, and they're back before they were even close to being dead. The Mike. They focus so much on Mike. He has whole episodes just about him. I mean, it's just, you can't, it's so, ugh.
And he was so, Mike was so awesome on Breaking Bad.
He was. And now you get to see who he really was.
See how he became that guy on Breaking Bad.
It makes you even more mad at Walt. Yeah. You're like, you motherfucker, you killed him.
So stop watching, stop re-binging Twin Peaks, you're saying, and then the original series.
Watch Better Call.
I can do both.
You love Odenkirk.
I do.
Odenkirk is amazing
in the show.
And
Michael McKean's so fucking good.
It is ridiculous. It's ridiculous how good he's in the show. Okay. We wouldn't oversell this.
His character is such an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Michael McKean.
Oh.
But you love him and you like him and he does such a great job.
And you'll finally understand about, you know, Jeff being a squat cobbler.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a shot.
Mine is, I watched the show. They dropped it on Netflix about a month ago. The Center, okay?
Tim said this first season was good.
Everybody at my job kept telling me that, and I don't listen to any of those bitches because they always watch stupid crap, you know? And I'm like, there's no way it's any good. Well, I started watching it and binged the whole 8 episodes or whatever pretty quickly. So season 2 premieres tonight, as a matter of fact, and it still has Bill Pullman, and this time it has Carrie Coon, who we all love from The Leftovers.
Yeah.
She is the star of it. So it's Pullman.
It's like a whole new cast and a different story. But
except
like
for
the
Pullman.
Same.
Pullman is the same. Okay. He's
does he still have
it.
The dominatrix stepping on his hands?
I don't know. Well, he's actually going to his hometown because this kid killed his parents.
He
poisoned his parents.
Tahiti.
Yeah. And Carrie Coon runs
Tahiti,
some
Tahiti,
sort of...
Mara.
This is kind of like familiar ground for her. Carrie Coon runs like a cult.
Ah. Mm.
And she is responsible for, I guess, somehow...
Is this on Netflix or USA?
USA.
It's USA.
All right.
And premieres tonight.
It.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you. Right after Suits.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
And finished the Inside Jaws podcast.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the last one yet.
So good.
That's a great podcast.
It was so good. Yeah, the end of it was awesome.
Speaking of that, last week's Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast had Carl Gottlieb, who wrote the screenplay for Jaws.
Oh, really?
And he's telling all these great stories. And he mentioned that he wrote Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
And 3.
Oh, really?
And it was going to be called Jaws 3, People Zero. Now, Jeff years ago told me that, and I went, nuh-uh. And he goes, uh-huh, my dad told me. And I said, bullshit. And he says, no, my dad knows about stuff like that. So that kind of became a meme for the rest of our friendship. My dad knows about stuff like that.
That's awesome.
That's true, though.
The podcast, though, the whole backstory of the USS Indianapolis, to hear that whole thing played out, that was chilling.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
those that's Wondery, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job with these podcasts. You got one, Dustin?
Mr. Mercedes.
Season
2.
Right. When's it start?
August 22nd.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to happen. It's supposed to take place exactly 1 year after.
Okay.
So he's been in the hospital for a year.
Where can you watch this if you don't have...
on the Audience Network.
The Audience Network.
Yarr.
Can you download it legally anywhere? On iTunes or anything?
I'm not sure. I watched the Audience Network.
The first season you probably can download now, like from iTunes or Amazon or something.
For
money.
Audience will probably push it over to one of the streamers. It's got to push it over now that they've got a season 1 or a season 2 coming out just to promote the season 2.
Right. Mr. Mercedes, I haven't read any of the other books, so I got to read them.
Did you watch the show last year? Yeah.
The show was great.
Yeah. I couldn't. Yeah. That was just so oddly timed, too, just with everything going on around then.
Yeah.
Cars.
The poisoning episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never, ever forget that. That was, I had no idea Kelly Lynch could act that like that.
Oh my God.
But that's how I felt about Jessica Biel in The Center.
She was great in that.
She's always been blue steel to me. I didn't even know she could act, so.
All right, well, Dustin, thank you for coming in tonight, man.
Yeah, oh, no problem at all.
Thanks, man.
And Steph, I'm glad to see that you're back.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I won't need a kayak to get back to Snowville tonight.
Same for Tucker. I hope there's no trees on La Vista Road on my way home.
Yeah, I'll float back to Covington.
Float like a butterfly. All right, we're going to take off. We'll be back next week. Hopefully Dan Carroll will shipshape and be back with us.
You better bring that T-Rex.
Talk about Dragon Con 2018. So until then, please don't forget to
keep it canon.
Fuckers.